Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Quickly, I'll get you the Dan Campbell audio. You can tell me what you think of it. I think there's a little bit of foreshadowing, but news of the day, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million. Right. Penei Sewell, it was like an hour later. 4 years, $112 million.
But wait, there's more.
And an hour after that, Adam Schefter telling you, yeah, there's no Goff deal, and right. They're not close. I don't think we've faced – I think we haven't faced anything that Doug and Scott faced. There were a lot of people that were nitpicking the Amon-Ra deal, complaining about it. I thought it was pure idiocy. And if you want to hear a more angry approach, Odyssey.com Rewind. We haven't faced that.
I think maybe we educated the people. Maybe we showed, because, Mike, for the Lions fans, the initial reaction, the knee-jerk reaction was, wow, this just a lot of money, and we're not used to paying these types of people, and is this person worth it? Relax, calm down. You're a good team. Good teams pay their cornerstone players. That's what you just did. You just took care of them for the next few years. You don't have to worry about them. They're locked in. So now when the price keeps going up and up and up, they've already been taken care of. Lions fans, initially not used to it. Remember, we joked about the new money thing, but it takes some time to get used to a new situation, and that's where the Lions are right now. So I'd like to think they got educated and realized, you know what, you're right. There's no need to panic. This is what good teams do. And, yeah, I keep forgetting. We're a good team now.
And, again, the Amon-Ra thing, like, yes, there's a personal level to it. Is my favorite player in town. He embodies exactly what the hell we want out of our athletes. And while a great number of athletes are degenerates and dirtbags, he ain't one of them. He shows up to work. He gives you an honest day's effort. He never complains. He never cries. He just produces. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled that we have a guy like that here, because that's what this town is. And I'm thrilled to pay him. And I've been saying for months, it's four at 120. No, it's too much money. Really? Tyreek Hill makes it. Lord knows that dude can't keep it in his pants. This whole thing.
But because he's not a diva.
Right. My whole point is there's no diva about him. It's all work. It's what you build your culture around. I'm thrilled to pay that dude. And second of all, Penei Sewell's the best tackle in football. Now, if you want to take a negative out of that, it's cool. You better enjoy Taylor Decker's last season with the team, because there's no way you're paying Penei Sewell that level of money,
right,
and then you're going to be able to afford or bother with Taylor Decker. You're not going to keep Sewell at right tackle. You'll move him to left. But look, there's no negatives here. They're all in to go and win a Super Bowl. And you just have your left tackle, who's the best tackle in football. He's going to be a Lion in his prime. You have Amon-Ra. It's the Goff piece. We got to wait and see. But the idea that Schefter said they're not close, I just kind of was like, what? So let me also play this Dan Campbell audio.
Okay.
And I'll throw the number out, and people can do whatever the hell they want to do. 248-539-9797. He talked with the morning show, and it was the idea of, I think John asked him the question. He goes, what about trading out of the first round? You know, you're at home, you're in Detroit, fan disappointment, whatever, however John phrased it. So here's an interesting thing. And again, it's not Brad Holmes saying it, but Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, publicly said something that I don't think is very bright, but so be it. Joe Shane said, I only have 15 players with a first round grade in this draft. Now, that has nothing to do with Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes could tell you he's got 30. The point I'm making is, if the Lions player is not there, I absolutely believe Dan Campbell's telling you the truth. If a player they want is not there, they are not going to just take the next best. They're gone. Mm-hmm. There's very good odds with everyone coming downtown tomorrow, this team doesn't pick.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know what? Very similar, Mike. We still have 5 of the players that we want and our picks coming up. Call me, and if I can still get in the range of 3 of those players, I'll make a deal and grab 2 instead of just getting 1.
Yeah.
I think that's where they are.
And again, I'm not ice cold about it. I want nothing more than for this place to be packed tomorrow and fans to be having a good time and the team trades up and they draft a sizzle player.
Because I think they probably have one or two circle players, like almost like the movie Draft Day. This guy, no matter what.
Vontae Mack.
Yeah, Vontae Mack, no matter what. But if Vontae Mack got selected, then you move on, and now we can play the game.
I'd like to know from the people, though. Are you prepared for this team not to draft in the first round tomorrow night? And again, it's easy for me to be unemotional about it. I've just done this for too long. I'm too jaded. Right. But if you're like one of our coworkers, he's taking his pops down there tomorrow night. He's going to have a great time. It's going to be a little bit of a bummer to wait out there all night, and this team doesn't pick.
Right.
But they're not beholden to that. They got to do what's right for the organization. Well,
I got to think, realistically speaking, by the time that they find out that the Lions aren't going to make a pick, most of the fans are going to be feeling great.
Oh.
Because it's going to be about 11:30 at night. They've been drinking all day long.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to care that much.
Yeah.
Like, but, what? No? Okay.
But fine. Here's the question. Does today's contracts alter where you think they go at 29 or how they approach it? It is interesting.
Yeah.
When you put Amon-Ra and Penei Sewell together, we make an assumption that I don't feel like it's wrong to assume Jared Goff will eventually get a deal. You are going to be looking at about 40% or 45% of the salary cap. Maybe they do move down. Maybe they do fill depth holes. I mean, the one thing we can say, I said it yesterday, so I can't run from it now. I think you're replacing the whole interior of this offensive line next year. Zeitler's on a 1-year deal. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Ragnow almost retired this year. And Glasgow is a short-term move. Mm-hmm. Now factor in, you signed Penei Sewell. There's a very good chance that Taylor Decker is certainly in the twilight of his time with the Lions. Don't know if it's going to be 1 year, maybe 2. But the point is,
you can see at least 3 pieces of that offensive line.
And that's where I look at 29, and I've been wanting an offensive lineman all offseason. Is that?
But see, I look at it a different way. I look at it as this is where you start to aggressively, especially if the quarterbacks are still sitting there. If Penix and Bo Nix are still there, you know somebody's going to say we still need a QB.
I'm personally calling Brad Holmes to move up to get Penix.
And now you get 2 extra picks, but you could take 2 linemen.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to call Brad and tell him to take advantage of the Giants. We can all walk away happy.
I think Brad already knows.
Take advantage of my team, please.
I think Brad knows that.
I can walk out with a quarterback. You get a bunch of picks.
No, here's why. Because other than the little hints that they both thrown out on the radio, they're not talking about it. And as I've always said, when teams don't talk about something, those are the teams that actually do something.
Yeah. And it would be interesting, too, is, you know, you dealt one of your top 100 picks to get Carlton Davis. A trade down, in essence, puts you back to square one by moving from 29 to, call it 40, call it 38. What I wouldn't do is move from 29 to 50,
no.
29 to 58. You still want to stay in a range where there are guys that have that borderline first-round grade. No, but Rico, you're right. Maybe it would put you back in a spot of having 4 top 100 picks.
Right. So that's when you look at, okay, is there a run on wide receivers all of a sudden? Maybe Carolina wants to jump in there and pick at 29 rather than picking at 33. Is there, you know, a quarterback that's there? Like I said, your Giants or somebody on the team is just like, you know, the Raiders, we got to get a QB. You know what? Let's make the trade and go get that. that's when you take advantage of it. You bring in more people because I think it's essential because you've just spent so much money. In order for this to work, you need to have a bunch of players that you can control their salary. Those are the people on their rookie contracts.
Yeah.
So if you could bring in six people out of this draft that will be in the two deep that you can control for the next 4 years.
Hell, bring in three guys.
No, but
fans are getting spoiled with this routine where every pick works out.
No, and that's why I said six, because if you end up with like 10 or 11 picks, that's a little over half that are in your two deep.
Yeah.
Now that's how you play this game, that you can pay your star players, but you're still winning because the guys who aren't making as much money are hungry because they know if I go out and show out, I'm going to be that star player one day.
248-539-9797. We will get the people. You want to rap about the deals? We can. What do you make of the Schefter report? They are not close with Goff. And then certainly the Dan Campbell sound. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm going to feel bad for fans if they don't pick. But I think we can all agree, you wake up Saturday morning, you got picks to make. Like it's... they got to do what's right. There's a bigger picture here. And it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Sounds like moving down might be the move.
If you move down, it just means that Friday night becomes even more special. You don't have to get up to go to work the next day. And you can hang out here and celebrate, you know, a bunch of picks in the second and third round.
If you're awake for it. All right. David, how about some ticket text, my man? What do we got? What are people saying?
I love this one. I've watched enough top first round picks to last me a lifetime. I'm ready to watch February football. No one can say let Brad cook, then get salty over trading down. I'm just fine if they decide to trade down. With the surprising... I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm okay. Just so confused by people. It's like we need to start putting trigger warnings out there for people when you even invoke a discussion about what the team's going to do. Who the hell's salty?
He's not talking about you. He's not talking about you.
No, I know. But I'm saying if people drive downtown and they make a day of it and you're all amped up and you finally get to pick 29 and then the team goes, fooled you, man, that's a bummer for people. I don't think they're salty. I think it's okay to be bummed out.
If we are losing multiple parts of the offensive line, yes, you take Jackson Powers Johnson or Zinter, and yes, trade down to maybe get one of them. Tom in Flat Rock. Someone else says, with the surprising contract for Sewell, I really think O-line is going to be the first pick, and you can get guys like BB Mike later.
Oh, my
you
man.
Can trade down.
Cooper BB, that's my guy. I mean, it would be awesome because he's another one of these Amon-Ra type dudes. There's no drama. There's no nonsense. The dude didn't skip the bowl game because he wanted to go out a winner, play with his brothers one more time. He's played every position on the line. He's a brawler. Physical, tough, very Ragnow-esque in that regard. Like, he is a lion-type guy. I have no idea how they value him. They may hate his guts. I just know I really enjoyed watching him in college, and I respect it in a day and age where kids are basically pimping schools every week for more money. BB just went to work, and when he had an opportunity to leave, didn't. And when he could have skipped the bowl game, didn't. There's just a throwback mentality to him. I think he'd fit in awesome here. But again, they may view him like a cat and a dog. I'm just telling you, hey, I like him.
Last year, Brad said they had 14 guys with a first round grade, and they drafted four of them. So you don't have to trade up to get the guys that you have first round grade on. You can trade back.
Yep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, that's Dan Campbell. I think they're foreshadowing hard. They're moving down. Mm-hmm. I won't be mad about it. That's fine, because I'm also not going to be out in the cold and hammered and with nowhere to go pee-pee. So, yeah, for me it'll be different. But I get it. If people are going down, you want to have a great time, you want to see the team make a pick, it's part of the thrill, I totally get it.
I figure you would go hang out for a little bit since your Giants are picking so early in the draft.
No, my honest hope is the Giants just go away. What do you want from me, man?
I wanted you and Big G to come out there and make the pick.
Nope, I'm all set.
Give Rods the brother handshake. Yeah.
Kick John Mara in the kneecap. No, I'm all set. Let's get to the people, see what they've got to say about it. Brandon's up next. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Two things real quick. One's about the draft and the other's about the contract. The first thing, I guess I'll go with the draft, is why are we all on the talk about the cornerback? A few months ago, I think you were saying that we need a defensive end, to help the secondary out. And especially since the draft is so deep, you could really find a diamond in the rough there as opposed to finding somebody along the edge. And then my second thing I have is a contract. You know, maybe the Lions are looking at it like, well, Detroit has the number one offensive line. His numbers are looking good because of that. And while he's under pressure, those numbers, deflate. You remember during the season where he had those 9 turnovers in 3 games? And it's calling for his head. So maybe they feel they found his replacement in Hooker. And while he has had surgery, the man was also a deadly accurate in college, had the cannon. So he wouldn't maybe be that run-first quarterback. But, it's just something to think about, I guess.
No, I'm still stuck on just basically you making things up all call. But that's fine. I've wanted an offensive lineman all offseason. Thank you. Rico's the one who wants the edge. 2, right. No one called for Goff's head. I've wanted him paid for 18 months. And 3, I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah, fine. Go find diamonds in the rough. I really don't understand anything Brandon said at all.
Diamonds in the rough come from the fact that Brad Holmes has been so successful that people think that it's just his God-given right that he's going to go out there and just get 8 or 9 people who all fit in because they will all – none of them will be a bust.
The other issue is, when cornerback became a problem is when your starting corner was on America's Most Wanted. Huh. Cam Sutton kind of upended the apple cart there a little bit where we thought we had a secondary all set, and then boom, like you had to get rid of a guy who was signed and you paid. And, it's natural. People are going to say, geez, I think we need a corner.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Let's go to Frank. Can't be any worse than that call.
Yeah, something happens when your number one corners has a APB out for him.
Yeah, it might change things. Hey, Frankie, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Hey, Mike, I'm with you on the O-line. I mean, if everybody watched last year, you know why we did what we did, and it was the offensive line, right? So if we're going to be depleted there, that's what you got to replace. I mean, that's kind of simple to me. My question is, and I'm not second-guessing Brad Campbell because the guy's done a great job. But don't you think you'd want to sign the quarterback before you sign the receiver? I would have tried to get the golf deal done. If you're going to pay him, get it done. If you're going to franchise him,
but Frankie, here's the thing. Here's the thing, and we don't know it. It's not for lack of effort. It's just, again, if you offer a deal to Amon-Ra St. Brown and he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm in. Well, that's different than whatever they got going on here with Goff, where apparently they're not close. I don't know that there's this sequential thing.
I understand what you're saying there. It's a negotiation, right? It is, obviously, it's a business thing. So, but, and you know, Brad's dealt with him before, right? I mean, it's not like this is the first contract he's offered this guy. He did it in L.A., right? I mean, he paid him in L.A. too. So he knows what Goff's side's probably trying to do. And maybe he did push all his chips and said, hey, dude, if you don't take this, then maybe you're looking at franchise. You know, who knows what he said to him?
Yeah, if you want the long-term security.
If you're going to make that deal, it just kind of makes me think that deal may not happen. It just what I'm thinking. I'm just talking out loud.
If we get to summer, I will agree with you. If we get to training camp, I'm going to agree with you. Because once you get to that point, very rarely is it going to get done during the season. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'll wait and see on that one. But no, Frank, I don't think you're wrong. I'm not ready to go there yet. I was just surprised by the Schefter report. That's all. But summer, would you agree on that?
Yeah, summer, training camp. I would expect it to be done. If it's not done by then.
Then caller Frank wins.
If it's not done by then, I don't know if he's your long-term QB. That you may get, you know, all of a sudden they'll franchise him for another year to kick the can.
Or it's Flacco, meaning you bet on yourself, you didn't get the deal done, the quarterback proves you right or proves you wrong. Mm-hmm. And if Jared Goff's got you back in the NFC Championship game again,
you're paying him.
With top five numbers, with a top five offense, you probably cost yourself money. Now, if he doesn't do those things, that's a
they end up
a whole different thing I don't want to talk about, because right. I don't want to see people sad.
They end up 9-8. You're not re-signing him.
What? Don't put that out into
it's
the
universe.
It's
not putting it, Mike. We're adults here. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
This isn't Disney Radio.
Right. I just did the deflators back, Dave.
It's not Disney Radio. We're all adults.
Come
we
on,
can
man.
Handle
just,
this.
Just 12-5. Come on.
We're talking about the other side of not bringing him back. You're bringing him back at 12-5.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, a couple minutes left for us, and then David, Jazzy Cat in the Cone, 3.0 tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I think maybe the Tigers want to hire these guys. I don't think the Tigers have lost.
Two for two?
Yeah.
Look, a sweep in Tampa, I'd be impressed. Like, what I want from the Tigers is that extended period of good baseball and getting, you know, 8, 10, 12 games over 500. Like, show me you're real. And they're hitting the baseball. They're playing really well. Tampa's a pain in the ass to play against. I don't think this is one of their vintage teams, but I don't care. Go on the road and sweep a series? Yeah, that's – this is what we're looking for a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, they had really hit the skids a bit with the losing a series to the A's, and you're splitting with a god-awful Twins team. And come on. This would be nice. Like, really, let's get a little something going here as the calendar turns to May. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, David, you can basically be on at 6 every night. If the Tigers keep winning, you win.
Okay, I love that. Thank you.
Done. Done. What do you got? A couple of ticket texts here.
Mike and Rico, I'd rather the Lions trade out of the first round because Brad Holmes, I feel, selects better in the later rounds. Look at the talent he's gotten in the third to seventh rounds. Jordan in the car. Someone else says trade down and get as many picks as possible. Holmes is a wizard at finding stud players that go unnoticed. We've got our core. Now go supplement with solid, young, gritty players, Joe and Heartland.
David, I'm going to ask you this question because sure. I talk to Rico all day, every day. Yep. I just want to talk to you for a minute. What are these people going to do when he regresses to the mean?
You know what? You're not asking me, David.
Yeah,
I'm
I said
sorry.
I wanted to talk. I want yep. to talk to David.
They're
I've
not,
had enough of you today.
I'm going to know I'm just how here. To handle it. They're not. Because they expect right now that he hits on every pick. But
exactly.
you can look at it, he hasn't hit on every pick. There are picks he's missed, not the
he's
top ones.
He's done a hell of a job, but yeah. understand, no GMs ever outrun the system.
Yeah, they're going to have a hard, they're going to have a difficult time. Under, if he fails on a
so
first
like
round pick,
whoo. Yeah. So it's like a hot hand in Vegas, eventually Vegas wins?
Pretty much, yes.
They'll get their money. Dustin from Burton says, my goal is to make it through a day without hearing Hendon Hooker's name. Can we get that tomorrow?
In Jesus' name, amen. I can't take any more to Hendon Hooker stuff. I can't. It kills me. All Goff has done is take you places you've never been, and I still got to hear about a guy. Forget it. You know what? It's too late in the show. All right, David, what do you guys have coming up?
Well,
obviously, big finish,
yes.
but what else?
Yeah, come on now. We're not going to reinvent the wheel here. We're just going to keep the conversation going. There's big news for the Lions today, signing Sewell and signing St. Brown and the golf conversation. But then we're also going to continue with that. We're going to talk about what Dan Campbell said, and he basically killed my dream. There's no way they're going to trade up now. So
Don't panic.
David's real sad back there. You don't understand. He's been moping around for the last couple hours here.
Panic in Lions Town.
That's because Russell Wilson's his quarterback.
That might be true, too. That might be true.
That's also true. You know, there's a thing. If you've got, like, Russell Wilson or Daniel Jones as your quarterback, you tend to mope around.
Or the fact that both quarterbacks are now short-term.
I wanted to ask one question, Kenny and David, because I know you've got your computers right in front of you, and I'm not logged in. I just – can you bet – is there an option on FanDuel? I want to do a Rico draft selection parlay that the New York Giants select Rome Odunze and Michael Penix tomorrow night. A Rico Purple Rain parlay. Like, what odds would you get on something like that? Can you even craft that type of thing?
Rome Odunze and... Okay, let me look at this.
Like, let's say they take Odunze at 6 and then they trade back up to get Penix. Could you find a way to pair that together?
I'm thinking you're probably looking at about a – I'm thinking at least a plus 3,000.
Okay. I'm just – listen, I promised you, if they end up with Penix
– they get Penix and a Dunes back.
No, I mean, I'm putting you and G in the suite at MetLife. I got you covered.
Oh, I think I found it. I found your parlay here. It just says 1-800-270-7117.
Okay, you know, that's really, that's hurtful. Well played by Kenny G. Cobb. That's great.
Kenny, I just want to let you know, if they drafted both Michael Penix and Rome Odunze, not only will me and Big G go to the Giants game, I'm going to have Big G dressed up as Prince. He's singing Purple Rain.
Amazing.
How are you good? Well, okay, all right.
I mean, they're about the same size.
Done. All right.
We'll go to Paisley Park. We'll steal some stuff. We'll dress up Big G.
Okay. Turn his mic off. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We have a loaded show tomorrow, including the one player you do not want to see in this division tomorrow night. You guys get to make the pick. I know I have a pick. We'll talk about it. We'll get into the Dan Campbell stuff more. And then, yeah, it's going to be draft day. It's going to be pandemonium. So we'll get to it. Jazzy Cat and the Cone coming up next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.